Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sandspans Radio, welcome to the circus, baby.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I think we should have a different order this
different
time.
Different order. No. I knew this was going to happen.
What order?
Because last time, fair enough, I was last because I came in last. But I'm part of the gang.
You've got
now.
Marge Simpson hair, hun.
It's really hot. I have
Shall
to
we go mum, Ryder, dad?
So long as I'm before Ryder.
Yeah, let's put Ryder last, just for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
And I'm Ryder.
And this episode, as with every episode, we're going to answer your questions. So, first question is from Stantium on the Discord.
What?
Stantium is their username on the Discord.
What does it mean?
I couldn't tell you.
Stantium.
Stantium. Stantium.
Is that a metal on the periodic table?
Stantium, helium.
Strontium, yes.
Strontium. Yeah, I don't know. But
right,
we can't tell. Let's get to the question. What's the best way to show appreciation if you can't afford a gift? So I'm guessing, you know, you've got like a party is happening.
Yeah.
You don't have the money for a gift, but you know that a gift's expected.
No, I don't think that's what he means.
What do you think he means?
I think he means if someone does something really nice for you and they just helped you in such a bad place.
Okay.
That you want to show your appreciation to them, but you just don't have the funds to get.
I think, what about...
Because appreciation isn't just a gift at a party.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something that you really feel like you want to show someone.
Yeah, and I feel like at a party, a gift is not necessarily appreciation.
No, it's... You fuck it, I have to buy this.
It's a requirement.
Yeah, it's a requirement.
I got to get a candle for this person, or whatever the fuck. And I feel like, if it's appreciation, it's got to be an important thing. Mm. I guess it doesn't have to be a gift.
Yes.
It doesn't have to cost money. I guess that would be my answer to this, is that if you need to show your appreciation, it doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, like a physical thing. Mm. You could take them somewhere. Go into a nice lake.
Yes. What about they don't like lakes? They've got a mortal fear of water. You're taking them to the lake.
You don't know that.
You've got to be sure that they want to do what you.
Yeah, that's
because
there's
nothing worse than someone who gives you a gift or takes you on an experience of something you hate.
Yeah, let's go skydiving.
But now you've got to go because you think the poor guy is just thanking me for me helping him with the wood the other day.
I guess I'll go to the lake.
I'm going to go to the
lake. Terrified of lakes.
I should have never helped him.
I was just trying to think of a thing that's free. Lakes are free.
Does that mean you'll call him up? Like, look, I just wanted to thank you for the other day, so I'm going to take you to the lake.
What are you going to say? What's your response?
Well, you... get what, like?
You know, I nearly drowned when I was 10.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, I'll call you back when I think of another place we can go. Well, I'm just thinking you could take someone to somewhere. You know what I mean? Like a picnic, arguably...
Where would you take someone that would benefit them that doesn't cost money?
Well, I was thinking maybe a picnic. But I guess a picnic
still,
can cost money.
If I help someone out and they said, I'm taking you on a picnic, I'd be like...
Yes.
What is
picnic's
this?
Picnic's a bit weird.
Well, what would you want?
I guess that's sit a good down, have a cheese platter.
A card. You make, like, if you make a
that's
card.
True.
I think words. Words.
Mm. Yeah.
Words
is it. It's that kind of thing. Because
words are cheap.
They're not. If they're genuine,
talk
sincere.
Is cheap.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the thing. Because your appreciation, like, a gift sometimes doesn't get that across. But if you're like, even if you're just like, I genuinely really appreciate that, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
If someone
comes
up to me and they're just like, thank you, that's enough.
Yeah, that's great.
You know what I mean?
So when, and I think we should tackle this by kind of breaking it down a bit.
Sure.
When have you felt, what has happened to you when you felt you've done something and they've really shown their appreciation? What have they done to show you appreciation?
They done to show
you appreciation. You've seen a response from them and you thought, ah, they really appreciated that.
What have I done for someone recently?
I was thinking, this is so mundane. But recently I've been doing the dishes heaps at the house. And the other, like maybe a week ago, Adam's like, hey, thanks for doing the dishes heaps this week.
Right.
And that was enough.
That's all you need.
I don't mind doing the dishes.
I love doing the dishes.
It's relaxing.
So you're saying to be noticed.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm. Yes. Well, I would like that for cleaning the kitchen every morning.
Well, there you go. Wouldn't you love it if brides or mum were like, thank you for doing the dishes every morning.
Thank you for doing the dishes every morning.
There you go.
We do appreciate it.
I stubbornly refuse.
I made you that sweeper thing yesterday.
Come on. Did. I really did. Yeah. Did you feel my appreciation, Ryder?
Yes.
Yes. Good. That's great. And what did I say to? I didn't give you a gift.
No.
I certainly didn't take you to a lake.
Said it was.
Well, that would have been weird.
Well, Ryder might like that because he likes a fish.
Yeah. I broke my broom to what do? Paint oil. The deck with this broom that I put in the oil, and it's a special kind of broom. I broke the head off, and I asked Ryder, could he have a go at fixing it? And when I came home last night, it was all fixed. So,
what did Dad say?
What did I say?
He said, it was great, it works fine, thanks heaps. That was good.
Yeah, and that's a thank you.
But sometimes it's how you say it as well.
Mm.
Yeah, if you're like, yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, if you say, you have no idea how much you helped me.
Is eye contact important in the appreciation gesture?
I don't care about eye contact.
Like if you came up to me and looked me in the eyes and said, Ryder, thank you for doing that.
Well, not too much.
Nose to
freak
nose.
You out.
So what?
Hand on the shoulder.
Where's the line though? Is it a quick glance here and there? Look, really, thank you.
Well, it's certainly not. No, it's certainly not the back of the head.
No,
but
no.
Someone says, "Well, I think you doing outside what they're doing." Yeah, yeah. It. Thanks, mate.
When you're thanking somebody for something really seriously that they helped you with,
yeah.
It's kind of intense.
Yeah, it is.
And
it's
so
a bit
if much. You're standing next to each other doing the dishes or something like that, and you just say, not even looking at each other, but if you say, I just really want to say thanks, that meant a lot to me.
When Adam thanked me for doing the dishes, I had to be up because a package was coming and Zammit was out, so someone had to be there. And Adam was leaving. And just as he was leaving, he's like, oh, hey, thanks for doing the dishes. And that was enough.
Yeah.
And it was the right. Yeah, I was like, oh, I didn't even think about it.
Did it make you feel like doing more dishes?
No.
Nothing makes you feel like doing
it. You know what? I'm going to hop up and do the dishes right now. But every time I now, if the sink's full and I'm doing the dishes, I'm like,
this is okay.
This is also, as well as just a thing that needs to be done, this is like there's a gesture here.
People appreciate it.
People are appreciating that I'm doing the dishes.
I've actually done so many good things lately.
Have you?
I had mates over last Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they all came in one car, but the two that drove, or like the couple that have the car, wanted to leave that night at like 3 a.m. instead of the next morning. But one of them wanted to stay over. And in the morning, I drove him home. He said, that night, he's like, oh, I'll probably just stay here.
Yeah.
And ask my parents to
come get him.
Come get me in the morning. And I said, I'm not driving you home. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'll get my parents to do it. But in the morning, he's like, can you drive me home? So I'm like, yeah. And I did.
You did.
How did he show his appreciation?
He acknowledged that it sucked for me to do it.
That's
he
good.
He apologized for the inconvenience and he said, thank you heaps, you didn't have to do it.
Yeah, that's nice. Right. Yeah. That's all it takes. I think words are the cheapest and kind of the best as well. Like I'm trying to think, like you can cook someone something, you know? That's not necessarily free, but it might be cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, than buying someone a gift. But and that's nice. But I feel like Like, at the end of the day...
So what you're saying is you can overdo appreciation.
Oh, I think so. I think if for just doing the dishes, Adam was like, Jackson, I cooked you a roast. I'd be like, all right.
I'm taking you a picnic
suppose
at
I
the lake.
Suppose I have to do the dishes.
Roast dinner at the lake out of the picnic basket.
Just to show you how much I appreciate what
you're
you've
doing
done.
The dishes.
What? Yeah, that's a bit intense. A thank you is really... I feel like... We don't appreciate just, you know, as a society, the power of a thank you.
Yeah.
No, that's
people
true.
Are afraid
a very
of thank
sincere
you.
Thank
you. Thank you so easy.
Yes.
And it means so much.
Yeah.
But don't you hate the thank you?
So does a sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry is good.
Just
yes.
say sorry. So yes. easy. And then you're fixed.
Yeah.
What do you think about this thank you?
Yeah.
Jackson, I want to thank you for just being you.
Well, that's vague and weird.
Yeah, that's no good.
Like,
no good
mean?
At all.
What did I do?
And it takes no effort.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be thanking me for something.
But you've heard that thank you, haven't you?
No. In what
just
context?
Just being you.
When has someone said thank you for just being you to you?
Never.
You just made that up.
I think I might have just
but it
made
is,
it up.
No, it is a phrase that you
it
hear.
It is a phrase that you've heard. And there's the insincere thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So a double or triple thank you.
Yeah.
Too much cream.
One heavy thank you is
actually,
a problem.
Actually, I don't think an insincere thank you exists.
What do you mean?
No, if someone says, if they say thank you like three times in a row.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's too much, too much.
Oh, but it's still sincere.
Yeah.
They still mean it. They're just going overboard.
Yes.
Thanks,
yes.
right. What if, I try and do an insincere thank you. I just keep
tell you what's
sarcastic.
Really bad.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks. Thanks.
No one says that. No one's like, thanks, thanks, thanks. Anyway, I'm off.
Thanks, thanks, thanks. See you around. Certainly not insincere. It's just weird.
Wow.
So I guess, Stantium, at the end of the day, our best advice is just a simple thank you is the
that
best way
do.
To show appreciation.
Yeah. Yes. But let me just say this.
Yeah,
the
please.
Worst thing is when you've done the kindness and they try very hard to show appreciation and you're like, no, it's fine. But they're like, no, let me do this. And you're like, no, it's fine. I'm happy to do it. Like, no. I'm going to fucking buy you something.
I'm taking
shit.
You to that goddamn life.
Yeah, I hate that.
Because at that point, you're like, now you're putting me out.
Yes,
like,
that's right.
Like, thanking me is more than enough. If you insist upon the thank you, it feels like I've become the dick when I started off as the good person.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You've swapped
especially
the roles.
Especially if, like, the thing that they're trying to do to repay it is, like, overboard.
Yeah,
it's much more than you ever did from them. You open a door from them, now they're taking you to a lake.
Like, that's just a disparity.
But
have we? So are we clear?
Yeah, I think.
But words. I've got one last thing.
Of course.
What's the last thing? No, it's good. Go ahead.
Is a gift always not appropriate? Is there any
sometimes
a gift?
No, gifts are great.
Gifts are great.
You can afford a gift,
right?
Well, if you can afford a gift, and a gift you should come with a thank you.
I think a gift for a thank you. A better gift is something that will convenient you.
Yeah, okay. So
cleaning the house.
Oh,
if someone does something
deed,
to you.
A deed.
A deed.
A deed is a deed. Better than a
or
gift.
I've, you know, bought you some shopping. Bought you some groceries.
Bought
you some fruit or something, you know.
To be like, well, I'll cook you dinner tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
have a night off, relax,
yeah,
do
just,
nothing.
I really want to thank you for what you did for me.
That's probably
earlier.
Better than words.
Yeah.
No, words are great.
Words
but
are good.
Words are good, but
if you can chuck a deed on top of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Words and a deed.
Words and a deed.
I like make something.
No, because then you'll be like, oh, and then you put it somewhere and forget about it.
Like a noodle man.
Yeah.
like
a few silly.
Noodle man would be great. Yeah. Noodle Cassie.
It's great. Every one of these scenarios, I imagine Adam giving me on the couch in the morning and he's like, oh, Jackson, I made you a macaroni version of you. Just to thank you for doing the dishes. Oh, cool, man.
I like a macaroni version of you doing the dishes.
Yeah, that's right. Doing
little
a dish.
Macaroni dishes.
I'll put this on the fridge, I guess.
The other thing I'd like to know is how many times have you done the dishes here compared to how many times you did the dishes at home?
So many more times
at
here.
Home.
I got
but do you have a dishwasher here?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we get it's a little.
So you're not actually doing the dishes?
No, I'm doing. Well, some of the things don't fit in the dishwasher because it's too little.
That's true.
Did you know we had a dishwasher at home as well? Did you know we had
And we had a big one at home.
Somehow doing the dishes is so much easier here than at home. Right. I think it's because I know.
Wasn't there only three people live here?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of our food is like Marley spoon or whatever. Mm. So, like, you just, it's all done and there it is.
Yeah.
You know, find it a lot easier to do here. Okay. I don't know why. But yes, yeah, Sandy, I think a deed and a thank you and possibly a macaroni man is the cheapest way to show your appreciation. All right. Beth from the email, she says, my neighbor's apple tree grows into my yard. Am I entitled to those apples?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I don't think you are. That seems... Nah. They're not your apples. Did you grow the tree?
No,
do
but
you water the tree?
But,
no, I think not blatantly. Like, you can't pick a sneaky apple. The whole side of the thing. So, like... Yeah. But one thing...
Yes, you can. You're using up my
land. Don't interrupt
land.
Me.
I will if I want.
No, don't. One thing... Like, the neighbors can't even reach those ones anyway.
Well, yeah, but they're apples.
But is that neighbor ever going to, like, climb awkwardly, hang on the fence and grab the ones on your side?
They're trespassing.
No, they're not. If they're on the fence,
yeah, forgetting like that's your my airspace.
Do you own
so you're saying that when you own a block of land, Rods, you own the whole sky above it as well?
Yes.
How far up into the atmosphere?
Get out of my lawn!
Out of my airspace. Traffic control.
I like to imagine flying you getting a hot air balloon and going up really far, and you're like, I can go wherever. This is my airspace.
I think it's
try and keep me out of the sky.
I think it sort of depends, though.
Yeah.
If it's like a tree and one of the branches is like right there, you can pick them at like, you know,
yeah,
at eye
like
height.
Head, yeah.
Then yeah, but if it's like, you know, there's like a little.
Would you say
half
if you have to get a ladder,
yeah,
then you can't have those apples?
No, I'd still get them.
It's going to fall on the ground.
Yeah.
But what if you don't know that your neighbor's picking?
Just ask your neighbor.
Well, I think in that situation, you would just ask your neighbor.
But what's like, he going to do or she? I mean, she's not going to come around into your property and pick the apples.
Maybe she's got like a stick that she gets them with, though.
She shouldn't be poking sticks over your fence.
That's in your airspace.
I just love it that you thought of like a great, it's just such a funny image.
I know.
Like a grabber to pull them off.
Yeah.
What's she doing with these apples?
What do you think about a guy who gets a sort of rope and ropes a few more branches onto his side?
Yeah, exactly.
So they grow.
Your tree.
Your tree encourages the tree to grow on.
That's not a right.
No,
that's,
yeah,
right. See, that's
no,
not okay.
That's robbing.
That's robbing.
What about... And I think
commandeering.
Commandeering.
Commandeered your apple tree. Like a pirate.
So an authority... can commandeer.
Yeah.
Like, say, so the council can commandeer a bit of your land if it wants to widen the road.
Yeah.
And force you to sell that bit of land. Is commandeering just a fancy way of saying stealing?
No.
No.
So you
it's like a more like a right.
I imagine the person
for
who
the
owns the apple
good.
Tree.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you getting the apple onto your side of the... That's not for the public good.
I wouldn't even pick apples. Like, you can just go and get your own apples.
Yeah, apples aren't
If
that
there was
expensive.
Like lemons, I'd be destroying them.
Because right, you can make a lemon juice.
And the tree out there, I used to eat those things.
Yeah, that's true. The one out at the back of the studio.
Yeah.
They were like weird plums, right? I liked. But
don't remember what they're called, but they grow a lot. There's a lot in Eltham.
Yeah.
They're little orange things about this big.
Are they like a persimmon?
No.
Are they a kumquat?
Huh?
Are they sour?
Yeah, they're sour. They're quite tart, yeah.
Yeah.
Kumquats.
I like kumquats.
Little tiny, like a baby mandarin. baby mandarin.
No, they're more like a fig.
Are they pomelos?
Pomelo.
Pomelos.
Oh, pomelo.
No, wait. I don't know.
Are they a locut?
I don't know.
Have they got a shiny pip inside?
What are the things?
I think pomelo? It doesn't.
I think pomelo, they're pomelo.
It doesn't really matter what sort of fruit it is.
Yeah, that's true.
If you steal it, you
no,
steal it.
No, it's not a pomelo. You eat the skin.
Yeah, okay.
Bright orange.
Only the skin.
No, yeah, all of it, but the skin included. You bite into it. And it's got little pips like this.
What fruit
were
you
are they very
the
shiny and beautiful? So
maybe.
Locket?
That's an unusual diet.
How do you spell it?
I just eat skin. Chicken skin,
maybe?
Orange rind.
I want a skin diet.
I only eat skin.
No, it's loquit.
Loquit?
Loquit.
That's probably loquit. Loquit? Is that the veg? Is that the fruit?
Loquat? Loquat? That's them. That's them.
Loquats.
They're nice. Do you like them?
Yeah,
loquats.
Yeah, they're really good.
And the pip's beautiful.
Can you eat the pip?
No.
It just looks beautiful.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah, they're sort of citrusy and sort of lemony.
Only pips
diet
or
a skin diet?
Well, I keep imagining with this apple tree and you're commandeering, like one day waking up and seeing that all of the branches are over that side of the house. Then you take, what about if like an apple land, I think if an apple lands on your side of the fence.
No, you throw it back like a ball.
Surely,
so I mean, it's your apple.
At that point, it's probably not a good apple. It's
yours. You know what you do? If you've got apples on their tree, they're going to fall on your property.
Yeah.
Right, which is annoying and going to be messy. They're going to rot. But if you feel guilty about it, just make an apple pie. You can have the rest of the apples, but you make an apple pie and then you take the apple pie next door.
No way.
Why not?
Because appreciation.
That's sucking up, and
you want to be
being
brave
a little bitch.
Yeah, really, you should be like, you're lucky. I'm.
You should be like, you should be making me a fucking pie.
Got all these apples falling into my yard. Then.
Yeah,
does it change?
Give the apples back and expect an apple pie.
Does it change? I was just thinking this. Say someone has a veggie patch on one side of the fence, and then a potato grows up onto your side of the fence, and you eat that vegetable. Is it different then?
Potatoes are like roots.
Yeah, but like, yeah, but like
a tomato plant.
A tomato plant. Something grows under the fence.
Yeah.
You can have
that. That's even better.
Yeah. That's yours.
I think that's fine because it's on the ground for some reason.
So the lower it is, the more you're entitled to it.
Yeah, just because I think it's an air thing for me.
If it's in your space.
Yes, I think you can.
If you imagine like a block
of property.
Of your fence,
you can have that.
That's your space.
Yeah.
So if that encroaches.
Okay.
Find
your
space.
So what about the poor kids?
I got a question. Do you have the right to saw the branch off?
I was just thinking that.
Because if it's annoying you.
You can talk to your neighbour.
People do sook about that.
Yeah.
Like, I'd sook about it.
Can I cut that branch?
If it was annoying, if you want to, you know.
Yeah. What if you? What about this for a dick move? Cut the branch off, replant it, grow your own apple tree. I was also thinking if an apple lands and rots, then you might just grow an apple tree on your property anyway. Mm. So then,
no, there's a tricky thing about apple pips, isn't it?
Yeah, there is. They're very, very strange.
Yeah.
You will not get the same. You plant a pip from an apple.
Yeah,
you won't get the same variety of apple every time you grow it from seed. It's genetic. Change.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. So, apples are crazy.
So there's this valley.
There's like thousands and thousands and thousands of different apple kinds of apples.
What?
And so what they
Why
do
we only get like six then?
Because what they do is they graft the same type. They've got a type that people like to eat.
Yeah.
Most of them you can't eat. They're like rocks or they're really, you know, sour or whatever.
How do you plant an apple tree then?
Well, what they do is they grow the grafted apple.
No, like how do you plant one? Because we've got one.
No, I got a grafted apple tree. I bought it from the place.
So you grab like a bit of another apple tree and you plant that.
Yeah, because it's got the same genetics, you see.
That's crazy.
But every time it reproduces, all its genes get mixed up and it produces a new type of apple. And there's this valley in Bulgaria or somewhere in Eastern Europe where they think apples originated.
Yeah.
And it is chock-a-block. Like it's like these mountains and like not just one valley, probably 20 valleys or whatever.
Yeah.
Chock-a-block of all different apple varieties.
That's so cool.
And there's still more being kind of made.
It's so sad we only eat like eight of the different apples we could be having.
Well, you know the story of Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah.
He went around America and he put the apples all down. They had all their cider apples and they all used to get...
Different
crazy
apples.
Drunk on
Is
cider.
Is that bullshit, that story?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Did he graft them?
Yeah.
No, well, he didn't put seeds down.
Yeah.
He put grafted. Yeah,
it would have been cool
varieties.
If he just put seeds down
in
America.
Called Johnny Apple Graft.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So the same, and there's tons of different cider apples, you know, which are not real apples, but, well, a variety of apple.
They are real apples, but they're not, they're not eating apples.
Yeah, they're not eating apples.
That's cool. I didn't know that about apples.
Well, you don't know your apples, mate.
There's so much to learn in this world.
You could spend your lifetime just on the apples.
So I guess ultimately we've decided that it's, if it's in your yard,
it's yours.
You can have the apples.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it, but I'll...
Why?
I don't know.
How far would you go to stand by that rule?
What do you mean?
Would you personally
stand up in court to defend the fact that these are indeed your apples?
No, because I don't think it would ever get there.
If it's gone to court. Jesus.
But personally, if I could reach, I'd probably grab it.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it wasn't on my property. If I could reach over there and grab an apple, I'm grabbing an apple.
Right. So you're saying every bit of fruit within your reach, you have...
I don't say you have the right to, but personally, I would nick an apple every now and again. I don't like apples, but I would nick a lemon.
I think the stealing of fruit is not like other stealing.
No, it's not. That's why it's okay to eat a grape.
That's right.
At the supermarket.
Yes, and somewhere else you ate a grape. You shouldn't have, but anyway, long, when you're a little kid.
Yeah, okay,
long time ago.
Do you want to explain this or just...
No, I don't.
Let everyone think I stole a fucking...
I do not care to explain. But what
you
I will...
You stole a Grange grape.
Yeah.
What's a Grange grape?
It's a fancy
it's like
grape.
It's the most expensive wine you can
it's
buy.
It's one grape. Get over it.
It's probably worth like I think 50 bucks.
You've got a wanted poster in there.
He was only four.
Yeah, well, you can't prosecute a four-year-old for eating an expensive grape.
They're so bad. You had this discussion a couple of weeks ago that Dad never understands when Jackson's trying to wind up.
Oh,
I don't care. It's fine.
I've got one last thing.
Go on, please.
Is that the casual theft of fruit should be seen by courts and the legal, the judiciary, very leniently.
Yeah, well, it's scrumping, isn't it?
Like as long as you don't overtake.
Stealing an apple is called scrumping. It's fine. It's got a name.
Casual hijinks. Let it go.
It's just it's japes.
Misdemeanor.
It's just silly activities. Yeah. I've stolen apples from an orchard before.
Of course you
have. We got shot at once.
You got shot at for trying to steal apples.
Yeah, in bloody Griffiths Park.
Why were they shooting at you?
Because we were stealing his apples.
That's a bit extreme.
No, we were on his land. There's like a 6 feet fence that we climbed over.
I know, but you go to court, right? He's in court because he's murdered you. Yeah, yeah. Right. What
we're
was your crime? Stealing an apple.
Exactly. Yeah. The apple, the orchard guy, you're like...
What's the judge going to say?
You
but
shot
he was
a gun?
Stealing my apples.
He was taking some of my rotten apples at this point.
Yeah.
Look.
Oh, yeah. Well.
So I think, yes, if the apple tree is in your side of the fence, have at it.
Go for it. Yeah,
and finally, Greg, also from the email, he asks us, what is art? That's a complicated question. It's a bit heavy.
No, I don't think it's complicated.
That was very good said, placing down your glass of water like, yeah, I know the answer to this.
Yeah, you're all over it, Rod.
We're ready, Rod. Ready.
What is art?
Art is what I say it is.
Do you want me to go through the different things of art and you tell me what's art and what's not? Sculpture.
Art.
Okay.
Wow. It depends. If you get a bit of plasticine, squish it together, and sell it for $5,000, that's not art.
What do I have to do with the plasticine to make it art?
No plasticine. It has to be proper materials.
Okay, so...
But it has to look good, be interesting, not just a bunch of
junk. What if I get some
junk.
Sheet metal and
No. Okay. That's you being lazy, thinking you're fucking great, when all you've done is put a bunch of... bits of cars together.
All right, what about just like a basic painting? Is that art?
Depends what the painting is like.
Just a painting of a plant, I don't know.
Plant? One plant?
Yeah.
Like what about my paintings?
Which ones?
Ooh. Will you tell me which ones are art?
I love the ones that are big, like that big.
Yeah.
And they've got the six things and you've put leaves under them and it's great.
Yeah.
I love those.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably about it, Mum. Oxygen suction? What were you thinking? That's literally two words on a canvas with some lines.
But that's the love story of Dad
and
I. Oh,
I don't care.
I'm going to get some works of art up, right? Some famous works
I've
of
got
art.
A question.
And I want you to tell me if this is art or not. So, first of all...
Who asked this question?
Van Gogh's Greg from
Why?
The email. Oh, he wants to know. Is Starry
like
Night...
That. Yeah,
that's
I
art?
Like that one.
Okay. Let's see if we can get a Jackson Pollock up. Let's see what you think.
I love Jackson Pollock. Just colours and crazy
how
things.
How is that art?
Because it's interesting and different.
So that's art.
Blue poles.
I can't even see what that is.
That's
it looks,
blue poles, is it?
Is that art?
Not that one.
Only some of Jackson Pollock's.
Occasionally, Jackson Pollock would make a painting and it would be like, oh, I made art this time. That's good. It's a shame all the other times I just put fucking paint on canvas. Lucky this time it was art. So that's... Are you looking through some of Pollock's work?
Ah, I fucking hate them all. I think I was mixing him up with someone. It's okay. Just shit.
But
what about Rothko?
Rothko is just a black...
They're just black. It's just
no,
like,
they're colourful.
You got this look of just disgust on your face. Well,
it looks like someone's like the bit below the canvas that's like all the shit's falling on.
Yeah.
Now, but you know the most amazing thing about his paintings is that all these years later, they were studied and they actually have a mathematical pattern.
That's impressive.
Cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
You still don't think it's art?
No.
It's math.
I think it's scribbles.
Okay, well.
Get Malevich.
I think he's accidentally dropped some paint.
What about some of the things I've done?
Like what?
Would you say, like, you know how the things I've got in my garden?
What, like the two bits of metal leaned up against each other?
Yeah. Is that art?
No.
Have you seen the circle with the
axe? I like the circle with the axe head hanging in it. Yes.
Art? Rules.
Art.
What about Malevich's white on white?
Oh, fuck. That's shocking.
It's one of my favourite paintings.
Show me it again.
White on white.
Malevich's white on white. Is
because
that art?
There's no fucking effort. Look at that. He didn't try.
He thinks he's finally perfected art. You know what that kind of art's called?
What?
Suprematism.
I don't even know what that word means.
It means he's the best.
Supreme means the absolute
best. The supreme art.
It's supreme art.
Oh, that's fucking amazing. All right, let's find another one. This is good. What about famous sculptures? Do you guys know?
I really like sculptures.
So sculpture is art.
Some of Zoe's dad's sculptures are awesome.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Yeah, he makes amazing. He makes those eggplants and stuff like that. Yeah. What about photography?
I don't think there is one picture taken that's art in the world because you click and that's it.
But you have to use your mind to know what to click on.
I think some photos look cool.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, that's a cool photo. I think no.
Art is actually, it doesn't matter what the thing is. Art is the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
So if you get a big chunk of plasticine and push it together, like you said at the beginning, and you've got a really good reason why you did that, then that's art.
What about this, Rhodes?
Is
that art?
What is it?
It's a photograph.
No.
So if that was a painting, it would be?
No, because it's... It's art, but it's shit house.
They're not looking at any
pictures.
It's
like
dock.
A dock, yeah. Just a photo of
photo
a dock.
Photo of a dock. I could do that. I've taken photo of a dock.
Not art?
Nope. Photo of a bloody dog.
What are other varieties of art?
I don't like the fact that some, like, why is me taking a picture of that box right there?
Yeah.
Nothing. Yet that fucking dog is some crazy
fucking
amazing
thing. Well, why are you
taking
a picture of the box?
Why not?
Well, there you go.
Why is that dude taking...
You have to have the idea. You've got to
have a meaning.
There has to be a reason why you're taking a picture of it.
Why?
Because otherwise it's not art.
Why?
Because art is the idea behind the thing.
Because what is art... There's metaphor in art.
Yeah.
So a symbol can be an artistic.
It's not. It's something they've just whipped up at the back of their head, being like, oh, this will sound sort of smooth if I chuck this underneath the painting.
What about performance art?
Like what?
So like say...
Not this.
No. It's
what we're doing art.
Is this podcast art?
It's just us talking.
What if I dressed up like a political figure and I did like a one-man play where I expressed my ideas, maybe I threw paint at the audience, something like that.
That's
not art?
That's ridiculous.
All right, not art. What is it?
It's just you being an idiot.
It's just idiocy.
Yeah. What's you trying to put your stupid views on other people, probably annoying everyone.
Yeah.
What about music?
Can music
be
art?
Oh, yeah.
Music is art.
Music is 100% art. If it's, like, good, yeah.
But that's just a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it's...
What if I just do, like, a two-hour-long drum solo?
No, well...
Could be
No, but, you know, if someone's, like, has just a fucking unreal voice that you've never heard before. That's yeah. just.
But that's just luck.
Yeah. What about if I burp the national anthem?
No. Is that, up?
No.
What if Dad burps the national anthem and it sounds amazing? Is that up?
No, because it wouldn't.
Well, but just say Dad has an incredible voice, an incredible burping voice, and it's angelic to hear. He burps like an angel. Is that then up?
He doesn't. He does that weird wah thing.
That's my artistic little flair. That's all that is.
What? So
why is it just me answering this?
Because you've had a very strong opinion about art. Most of us
don't know what art is. We're trying to find out.
Yeah, we're curious. You seem to know. You're so confident, and that's what I'm not confident. I don't know what art is.
I have no idea either.
What about making a movie?
Yeah, can film be art?
I think so.
Okay, so film,
but not wanky art.
Give me an example of a film you've seen that's art. Can you think of one?
No.
Okay. What's a wanky art house where they've got just, all soft talking like that?
Like no, like a black and white French film where it like maybe well, someone's smoking
know.
On a balcony.
I don't know
and
what that
you
is.
You don't even watch them.
No.
Yeah, you don't.
I hate indie films and stuff. But when they're like, oh, you know, this fucking thing with the...
What about this movie? This is one of my favourite movies. And I would
the rabbit
say,
one?
No, not the rabbit. That's one of my other favourite movies. But this one I really think is art because it makes you it's really emotive, but it's really understated. Paris, Texas.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. Yeah.
Is that art? Art?
Oh, yeah.
That's very artistic.
Beautiful movie.
Yeah.
If a movie will... If you come away from a movie being like, what an experience, that's art.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So not
and even if it's like funny.
Breakfast at Bernie's or whatever it's called.
Tiffany's.
No, you mean weekend.
Yeah, Bernie's weekend. Breakfast.
Breakfast at
an interesting combination.
That's a good amalgamation.
Breakfast.
I'm going to amalgamate those two movies.
Audrey Hepburn strung up like a puppet.
And so what about the... Now, let's go to Harvey, the White Rabbit. Is that art?
I don't really remember it much.
Is a movie only art if you enjoyed it?
Yes. Well...
What if I enjoyed it and you didn't? Is it then art if
I
enjoyed it?
I think it depends about the message they're trying to give as well. I actually do not like when movies try to portray a message. It annoys me. I think just have a movie.
I
think just have
West
a movie.
World? There's a lot of messages and symbolism
in that. Is Westworld art?
No. I don't think a TV show can be art.
Movie can.
Well, a movie is like a one thing. Yes. This is it.
It's
like
piece.
It's a piece.
If you if you made 16 or 24 times 7 fucking paintings, and we're like, this is the series one painting. This episode
there
7.
There are things like.
Well, no, it's bullshit.
Yeah. And so, art is supposed to make you feel good.
Not good, but feel.
Feel.
Okay.
Yeah. Just so you. Feel. So it can be art and make you feel uncomfortable,
or does it have to make you feel good?
Jazz. I hate jazz.
It's jazz
but
art.
Everyone says jazz is art.
I don't know. I think if it takes effort,
I don't think jazz is.
It needs. It needs to take effort.
Effort's very important.
Started to play it would sound like jazz.
What's that?
If we all got an instrument and started to play it right now, that's jazz.
That's jazz.
That was the worst thing about jazz. Those looks they give each other. Like we're doing jazz. Oh, looking over at Jimmy, he's doing jazz as well.
I that answered your question, Greg. That look, we don't really know. Well, art is either what writer says it is. But other than that, the only thing we can say for certain is that it's not jazz. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
Okay, Mum. Like, cool. Good on you.
In case you forgot, it's new.
I've been Dad.
I've been Ryder.
And that was Bailey Family Circus. If you've got a question you'd like answered or you'd like advice on something, you can hit us up on the Discord or you can email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com. See you around.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sandspans Radio Network, just head to sandspansplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sandspansplus.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.